Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number three, last half hour of today's show. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it today. Well, President Trump just spent basically an hour and a half talking to the Republican GOP House congressmen and women in Washington, D.C. Started addressing them roughly about 10 o'clock, just finished up here at 11:35, getting a standing ovation from most of the House Republicans in the room, everybody applauding him as he walks off the stage, starts to shake hands with various folks. One of the things you have to understand is that Donald Trump said flat out that if the Republicans lose the midterms, either the House and or the Senate, that the Democrats will impeach him. Absolutely bring articles of impeachment. A couple of them already have in the Democrat-controlled House next year. And if they take back the Senate, the Democrat-controlled Senate will also convict him. He will be basically neutered and cut short to be able to get his last 2 years of his second term able to accomplish anything, and basically going to be run out of town by the Democrats. So basically saying that Donald Trump is in fact going to be on the ballot this November, not as a president candidate, but whether or not Americans, and specifically Michiganders, want him to finish his term in office. If the Republicans lose the midterms, the Democrats will impeach me, was the overall takeaway from his message. Donald Trump says he's really concerned. He doesn't understand this, but every single midterm election, it's a very bad turnout result for the president's party. Because I don't understand how I can win just over a year ago, November 5th, 2024, the national popular vote by millions of votes, electoral college landslide, and winning every single swing state. How can we possibly not win the election this year? Pointing to many of the things that they accomplished in the One Big Beautiful Bill, he says as people go to do their taxes, they're going to see that there is going to be a much lower tax liability to the federal government, meaning bigger tax refunds to most families here in our country. With more money in their pocket, gas prices dropping, therefore food costs and other things dropping, there's absolutely no reason, in his opinion, that they can't win the elections this year. Trump says you have so much ammunition to use against the Democrats. Look at what they're doing outside the White House right now, protesting the demise, the capture, prosecution of Maduro from Venezuela. But just a couple of years ago, when Biden was in the Oval Office, he increased the bounty on Maduro's head to $25 million. Every single leader of the Democrat Party, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, you name it, were all calling for Maduro to be removed from office. Now, Trump does it, and they're against it. He goes, these people have a real problem with me, and don't let them take it out on you, pointing directly at the elected official Republican congressman that was at the retreat. He said, very simply, we must win this year's election. If not, not only will it be not good for me, politically speaking, it won't be good for our country. People must understand the importance of voting in this year's midterm elections and make sure that they elect Republicans so that we can keep the majorities and maybe even grow them. So this is going to be interesting. One of the other things that is very interesting is the announcement that Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will not run for re-election, stay on the campaign trail, running for his third term to be governor of Minnesota. Well, Trump flips the Dems' mantra previously that was aimed at him and flipped it on to Tim Walz. Additionally, doing more and more investigating, looking at the scam, the fraud that took place in Minnesota, now they are saying that they are finding and hearing rumors of even more fraud taking place in California, which is where Gavin Newsom's from, and right now appears to be the leading contender for president in 2028 on the Democrat side. Fraud in California, fraud also in Illinois. Well, it's funny, interesting, because Illinois, of course, is the Governor Pritzker, his state. He is well considering running for president in 2028. New York, Illinois, California, maybe perhaps even Pennsylvania. So far, no mention of fraud being investigated here in the state of Michigan. So it appears that evidently Governor Gretchen Whitmer is going to be saved from being investigated by the federal government. Well, based on these scams in Minnesota, Senate Minority Leader, who's running for governor, Eric Nesbitt, wants an audit of any state subsidies provided to child care providers here in the state of Michigan. His request follows reports in Minnesota of significant fraud schemes where Somali residents have been accused of fraudulently collecting government funding intended for child nutrition, housing services, and even autism programs. The audit Nesbitt has requested would be conducted by the Office of the Attorney General, Auditor General, excuse me, and the legislature's investigative body over the executive branch. House Oversight Committee, subcommittee looking into Michigan's Child Development and Care Program grants. Nesbitt's office explained that the state program, which aims to support low-income households with child care expenses, is now receiving over $540 million in taxpayer support just this year alone. The money is overseen by the Michigan Department of Lifelong Education Advancement and Potential, known as MyLEAP. That program was created in the summer of 2023 by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Well, Nesbitt said, given the Whitmer's administration's disastrous record of oversight failures, I've asked the state auditor general's office to discover if Michigan's child care program is plagued by rampant fraud and abuse like we're seeing in other parts of the country. We must make sure that these taxpayer dollars are being spent to help Michigan families, not foreign scammers. Well, in response, Michigan Democratic Party Chair Curtis Hertel Jr. called the audit request a desperate attempt from Eric Nesbitt to try and distract from his disastrous track record of making it harder for parents to get affordable child care. Nesbitt voted against the state budget that expanded free pre-kindergarten access across the state. He also voted against increasing the Michigan Working Families Tax Credit. He celebrated the Republican cuts to health care and food assistance that are costing working Michiganders thousands of dollars in these benefits. It's obvious that Nesbitt doesn't actually care about helping middle-class families. He only cares about his own party politics. So, very interesting that he's calling for this audit. And the question will be, is there any fraud scamming going on here in Michigan? But it definitely appears that Tim Walz, dropping out, not running for re-election for governor, basically ending his political career. Well, if they investigate California, Gavin Newsom state, and find things there, and or Pritzker state of Illinois, could this be the magic bullet that ends up taking these guys down for potentially running for president in 2028? And can Governor Gretchen Whitmer survive an audit here in the state of Michigan? So, pretty interesting little dynamic going on. And that's one definite advantage Nesbitt has running for governor, is because as a sitting senator, term limited out, he can make these requests when other candidates cannot. So, pretty interesting development here in Lansing yesterday afternoon. Now, let's see, this was 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote, and I know how to secure our elections. No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. Delegates, endorse me at the March convention to restore trust in our elections, and together, we'll make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. A couple of text messages finishing up the show. This unscientific poll looks like so far 23 people send me text messages unread that they said they would definitely be willing to support Tom Leonard for Supreme Court. Drop out of the governor's race and put all his attention, concentrated effort on winning the nomination at the state nominating endorsement convention Saturday, March 28th in Novi. One of them came and said, as a Supreme Court justice, he could help balance that very liberal court. Even if we don't win back the majority, he's young enough that we could develop and work on more conservatives joining him in future elections. Well, that, of course, is this coming election, August primary, August 4th, November 3rd general election this year. So some other candidates are going to have to get on board and run because, according to President Trump, he just finished up speaking to the Republican congressman in Washington, D.C., he claims that this could be a pivotal election for his presidency and the future of our country. Basically, sounding the alarm that these guys have got to get out and work really, really hard at not only getting reelected, but helping other Republicans get elected this year as well. So many, many people thinking that this would be a good move. Officer Rick downstate, Livingston County, absolutely is saying yes. Tom Leonard for Supreme Court. Greg O'Neill, another one from downstate. Leonard for Supreme Court. So I'm going to reach out to Tom. During the break, I looked him up. If his cell phone is still the same, I have his number. So I'm going to give him a call, have a conversation with him, tell him what happened as a result of this unscientific poll that we just did, and off the record, talk to him about it. Also, see where he's at as far as coming on the show, giving us an interview to have a conversation with him. So we'll see where this goes. One of the things that we're looking at this is going to be absolutely probably one of the biggest opportunities for us to make a major shift in the direction of our state. Everyone knows, everybody should know. If they don't, you need to tell them. Everybody is basically on the ballot except for President Trump. His policies are going to be on the ballot. Are we going in the right direction? Do you want this country to continue going in the direction it's in? Because again, like he just said, if they don't maintain the majority in the House and Senate in Washington, that he will be impeached. In his last 2 years of being our president in this term, won't take place. Now, many people say that if Trump is impeached, J.D. Vance, the vice president, would then step up, much like Gerald Ford did after Nixon resigned over Watergate. Him being president for 2 years, 27 and 28, leading into then the presidential election of 2028. Very interesting, dynamic strategy to think about. But honestly, I don't want to see the Democrats get the majority. I don't want to see them impeach the president. I like the job he's doing. I like his policies. And I think we are going to start benefiting from it very, very soon. Tax returns, lower prices at the pump, better economy, absolutely. Think it's going to start happening very, very soon. They predict by 4th of July this summer, we may have below $2 a gallon gasoline nationwide. The increase of this dark crude coming from Venezuela is going to fully stockpile the refineries in the Gulf of Mexico, giving us the opportunity to sell our lighter crude that we produce here in the United States to be sold on the global market. Supply will be so high, based on demand, prices will come down. $2 a gallon by 4th of July. That would be a huge boost to cash in people's pockets. So, yes, definitely need to be aware of this. You need to let people know. Get out there and start talking about it. August 4th primary, general election November 3rd. You deer hunters, no excuse not to vote in November. But that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis.